Who is Miriam Adelson, the woman Donald Trump singled out at Israel's Knesset during his Gaza ceasefire celebrations? Why the applause? And why does it matter?
What do you love more, the United States or Israel?
Miriam Adelson, the Las Vegas casino billionaire. Miriam Adelson, the mega donor who contributed more than $100 million to Trump's 2024 campaign. And Miriam Adelson, a private figure with unusually direct access to the White House, shaping US policy towards Israel in a way few others can.
Look at Miriam, she's back there. Stand up, man. Miriam and Sheldon would come into the office, they'd call me. He'd call me. I think they had more trips to the White House than anybody else I could think of.
Adelson isn't elected, yet her influence is striking. To the point Trump has even openly joked about her loyalties.
What do you love more, the United States or Israel?
She did not answer, but her actions appear to suggest where her priorities might lie. She has poured vast sums into Israeli settlements and the occupied West Bank, projects the United Nations say violate international law and displace Palestinian families. Through Israel Hayom, the newspaper she owns, she amplifies pro-Israel messaging, including Trump's calls for Israel to finish up its war on Gaza. After the 7th of October 2023, she wrote that Israel's critics abroad should be dead to us. And in 2019, by Trump's own account, it was Miriam Adelson and her late husband Sheldon who pushed him to controversially recognize Israeli sovereignty over the occupied Golan Heights, breaking decades of US policy. It was a move heavily condemned by the UN.
They were very responsible for so much, including getting me thinking about Golan Heights, which is probably one of the greatest things to ever happen.
Trump's praise of Miriam Adelson, her wealth, access, and her influence shows just how much private actors can shape US policy towards Israel. For voters drawn to MAGA as a movement of American first populism, the reality behind some of these donors appears to starkly contrast with that narrative.